Amen. I know we usually have men's night once a month, but with the ladies gone, again, at the end of this service, I'm take an opportunity. It's going to be straight talk to men. Amen. So I hope you got thick skin, because I may be up in your face. You know I'm that kind of a pastor, right? Amen. I'm going to tell it like it is. Amen. So don't, this night I want you to take it personal what I say to you. Take it personal, because if you don't, you won't act on it. If you think it for somebody else, you're going to say, well, that's for them. But you take everything that God has when a pastor speaks, that you take it for you. Every sermon, every teaching, you got to take it for yourself, because there's always something in there for you that you can learn. Amen. So take it personal. Amen. Because then you might get offended. Amen. But prove me wrong if I'm saying something about you. Amen. If I get in your face, you take it personal. We say, Pastor, hey man, you may call me a dog like you did the woman, hey man, who asked for a healing for her daughter. Yes, Lord, I am a dog, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. Hey man, it was so easy where she could have just walked away, but it wasn't her integrity at stake. It was her daughter who needs the healing because she was possessed by a devil. See, we can get caught up in emotions, but you got to realize that God tests us every time. And God tested that woman, her integrity. Is it for you or is it for your daughter? Are you going to just, amen, get an attitude and walk away and miss out on the blessing? See, her daughter's life was at stake. Amen. In the end, her own soul was. Amen. So take it personal, but submit and be humble to God in all things. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This month we've been talking about what? Do you know Him? Anybody know the monthly scriptures? Amen. Go ahead, Brother Kelly.
And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flattery. And but the people that do know their God shall be strong in
the future. Amen. See, I'm going to... Amen. I'm going to keep reminding you, see, just because I don't say much, amen, doesn't mean that I have not forgotten of the Lord when He put it upon me, amen, to tell this church that they need to know their memory verse. Amen. I have not forgotten, neither has the Lord. He always remind me, hey, somebody hasn't been learning a memory verse. And see, hallelujah, God is keeping scores and He's taking notes. Who slacks off on their memory verse of His Word? Amen. And He shall be called, hallelujah, advocate, going down to the end. The way, the truth, and the life. Everything in between. When Moses went before God and said, the children of Israel, when I go and they say, hey, who has sent you? What should I say, God? He says, tell them that I am that I am. I am everything. And I can be all things to everybody because I am God. Almighty. Amen. So whatever you need in your life, God is just that to fit your need and your crisis. Amen. But always remember that He is a God of blessing, but also He is a God of judgment. Amen. See, everybody, you know, God is so loving. If He's so loving, how come this happened to the world? God has to judge sin. Amen. No matter, amen, just like in war, sometimes there's casualties of civilians. You don't want it to happen, but sometimes it just has to happen. And the Bible says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. Amen. We live in this world, and sometimes if God has to drop a bomb on our neighboring cities and we just happen to be in the fallout, did. But if you're living right for God, guess what? You're going to heaven. So it shouldn't have to matter. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know Him? Daniel 11:32. Again, the Amplified Version, when you go back to 31, and armed forces of His shall appear in the Holy Land. This is talking about the Antichrist when it's coming to the end of days. And they shall pollute the sanctuary when they build the final and third temple, the spiritual stronghold, and shall take away the continual or the daily burnt offering. And they shall set up in the sanctuary the abomination that astonishes and make desolate, probably an altar to a pagan god right in the temple of the Most High God. And such as violate the covenant, he shall pervert and seduce with flatteries. But the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and stand firm and do exploits. Again, an exploit is a notable or heroic act. In the midst of a world that we live in, amen, the people of God, we should be standing strong and doing exploits. We should be laying hands on people with signs and wonders and miracles following, confirming the Word of God that we preach and that we teach. The reason why He's given us the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, with God living inside of us, for us to go out and do exploits to show the world that there is a mighty God. And every word that is in this book, every story that is in there, every great act that He did, He says, many more things you shall do than I have done. Jesus said to told His disciples, He said, it is expedient that I must go away. Why? So I can send back the Comforter or the Holy Ghost, because you're going to need it when I go away. Amen. But the people, amen, that do know their God, you listen, it says that do know their God, that do know their God, who's got a personal relationship with Him, you shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. But you got to know God to be able to stand strong. If you don't know God, you won't stand strong. If you don't know God and His Word, you won't stand for truth. Amen. Hallelujah. When people are talking about religion and Jesus and stuff, if you don't know God, you won't stand up and butt in and say, hey, hallelujah, this is what the Scripture says. This is what the Word is saying. And you better stand up boldly, not in arrogance, amen, but in confidence, because you know God. That's why. Amen. But if you don't know the Word, if you don't study, if you don't pray, you won't be strong, because you won't have confidence. And again, it's not confident in myself. It's confident because I know God. And I know that He will back me up if I stand up for Him. He says, don't worry about what you're going to say anyway. Amen. But just open your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. And I will tell you what to say. That's why we never have to argue the Bible. You just open the Bible and let them read it for themselves, and their own knees will start knocking. Not because of me or you, but it's by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. This is a key word in the Scripture that makes a difference for the people. Hey, amen. As we said again, shall. You shall be strong. You shall. It's not an option. If you know God, it's automatically it's going to come through you. It's going to show through your life that you know God. Amen. When you get up to speak, it's going to show that you know God. When somebody comes to your house and it's a holy household that you live in, and it's a godly house, and it's a godly conversation that comes out your mouth, and it's a godly attitude that you show in the midst of a world, it's going to be automatically when you know God. See, a lot of people say that they know God, but they don't. Amen. He said in the Old Testament, amen, by my name Jehovah, the people didn't know me. They only knew Him by Almighty God. But by my name Jehovah, but when you ask Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, and you add all these things, that's a little more explicit, an intimate relationship when you realize and you come to experience that God is your healer. He is your provider. He is your banner that lifted up. He is the righteous that run into it. He is all these things. But if you don't know God, you only just know. Hallelujah. I've been talking to people a couple weeks ago. Hey, man, they have a certain denomination, and they just know God. They don't even know His name. How can you serve a God, be in a religion, be in a denomination, when you don't even know the name of your God, and He revealed it in the same book that you and I read? That just has amazed me. See, that is the greatest revelation given to mankind, is given the name of the Lord God Almighty, which is Jesus Christ. That is the greatest revelation. I'm going to get to the Scripture in John, because He said, if you don't believe that I am He, you're going to die in your sins. How can you be saved by God that you don't even know? If you just say God, whether God's going to pop up, Satan's going to pop up, because he is the God of this world. If you just say, oh yeah, I believe in God, hallelujah. The Bible says that the devils believe that there is one God, amen, and they tremble. So that's why the people who are called by His name, when the devils come, when the spirits come, when you just rise up and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, they have to bow down to you. They have to say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, what do you want me to do? Just like Jesus says, oh, please, Lord, don't let me die. Let me just go into these pigs. They knew. Read the Scripture, see? You got to ask for revelation and understanding. When Jesus Christ came upon the demon-possessed people, the demons cried out, hey, we know you. We know only God can judge, right? and only God can cast into hell. He says, why are you here to torment us before our time? Only God is going to throw hell into the lake of fire. See, they know because they were created by him too. And so in Jesus, you read the scripture, Jesus is like, shh, don't tell people who I am. They knew. But it's the people in their flesh. Oh, you know, who do you say that I am? Oh, you're a prophet. You're Elijah. You're John the Baptist. That's what the people are saying, but who do you say that I am? Hey, man, he says, if you don't believe that I am he, you're going to die in your sins. I'm getting ahead of myself. Amen. But do you know him? If a person know God, it's not an option that God will use them in a way not everybody else will be used. Well, the scripture says, those that do know their God shall be strong. So if you don't know God, you're not going to be used in the same way for somebody who do know God. It's just like I'm going for a job application. If you're not qualified, we're not going to hire you. We can train you. Amen. But we're looking for people with this education, this amount of skill. And if you don't know, you know, the job, if you don't have the skill, sorry, we ain't hiring you. So those that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. What is the difference if we and all have the same Holy Ghost? I think I went over that. It's supposed to be... Okay, this is the scripture. If it's a person's dedication and commitment, separation and love that they have for God. Hey, man, this is what's going to make the difference. Again, if I'm a little more dedicated, a little more consecrated, a little more separation than you, God is going to use me in a different way. He's going to reveal things to me that he won't to you. Why? Because I made a commitment. Why? Because I'm more separated unto him. Hey, man, and I'm sold out to him. Just like in the military, he said, the military says, hey, I want a well-rounded individual. Me as a master sergeant, I got a high-year tenure. Why? What? Why? Because I don't have my CCAF. Another master sergeant with a CCAF, they're more eligible to make senior. Hey, man, they put criterias on. And so does God. You got to realize, back when we had the BDUs, you know, we polished our boots, and some people's boots was shiny to a T. Hey, man, had the core frames, half this, the starch out, and those people stuck out. For some of us that didn't want to do all that, it's like, oh, man, you're brown-nosing. Like, you're trying to be out show. You're trying to win some points? No. But see, they made a difference. When the people came to put somebody up for airman, NCO, the quarter, they looked at that guy. Why? He was more consecrated, more dedicated. So they used them different. This is the scripture I quoted, Exodus 6:3. And I appeared unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. Amen. God did signs, wonders, and miracles. He's appeared unto some of these men. Amen. And if you read it, he did all kinds of stuff. But when it came to Moses and after that, then he became Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, even Abraham. He became his provider when he had Abraham to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice. He says, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Rapha. Amen. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony with us. He's given us a ministry upon the people that he knows and that know him. He's given us the ability to help to save souls. I know as a man, I can't save nobody. Amen. But through the word and anointing and the blessing that God has given me, amen, and given me revelation and understanding of his word, I can point people to Christ unto salvation. You can talk to people and say, hey, you need to repent of your sins, what the Bible says, and show them scriptures and they'll repent. Amen. The Bible says that, hey man, if you're baptized in Jesus' name, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, to your children, and all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:38-39. You shall. We've all followed this plan. We know if we have the Holy Ghost that's sitting in this place. You know that the Word of God is true. Hey man, but we're at the whim of people who teaches us. Hey man, again, if somebody teaches you, all you got to do is confess. That's all you ever going to believe. And even though what I just quoted, Acts 2:38-39, is in the Bible, you're not going to partake in that because you're not taught that and you don't believe it. But until a person truly decides that they want to live for God, and you just say, God, I desire to know truth because I got to be saved. I don't care what anybody else says or does. I have to be saved. Lord, you need to give me understanding. And I'm telling you, because God is God, He will show you Himself, or He will put somebody in your path, hey man, that's going to teach you and tell you truth. It's up to you whether you decide whether you want to take it or not. That's where we at in the world today. You can come to people and show them the exact same words, and they say, that's your interpretation. It's the Word of God. There, He says, if you seek me, I love them that seek me, and they shall find me. Amen. Salvation is the greatest gift or miracle given to mankind. Amen. That's why when you feel with the Holy Ghost, when you see somebody get prayed through the Holy Ghost, man, there's nothing like it, because you know you've been there before. Hey man, I was lost, but now I'm found. You see somebody who was, hey man, was walking in darkness and was blinded, but now God has blessed them with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hey man, there's nothing like it. I don't care what anybody say. There is no other, experience a person can have on this earth like getting the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like it. It's undescribable. You can try to describe people how you felt when you got the Holy Ghost, but you can't. You just got to say, you got to experience. I mean, you can be jazzed up. I mean, it's that way. There's nothing like being in the presence of God. There's nothing else feels like it. There's no greater love when you're in the presence of God. Right. Amen. So for people to miss out, this is what saddens me, because you see people and you talk to people that's religious or in the denominations or whatever and say they know God, but yet you ask them, have you ever spoken tongues? No, I don't believe it. It's like, dude, you're missing out. How can you miss out? He says the gift of the Holy Ghost is a gift. The Holy Ghost right there, you can take it if you want to. Well, I don't think that's for me. Hey, it's right there. The same book. But if you will submit to God in your heart. See, that's what it is. It's a personal relationship over and over. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. You got to talk to God. Hey, man, you got to be intimate. How desperate are you to go to heaven? Hey, man, if I have to preach you out of hell and talk hell, then so be it. Paul says, I've become all things to all men that I may win some. See, everybody loves the faith stuff. Oh, yeah, just believe in God and, yeah, you're going to be blessed. Give us some money and you're going to be blessed. But He is a God of judgment. If you don't know Him, if you don't obey my commandment, I have to judge you. I have to judge sin. It's not you as a person, but it's the sin that's behind it. That's why God loves everybody. Hey, man, a homosexual can come in here. A murderer can be saved. The thief on the cross. Hey, man, just remember me, God, when you come into your kingdom, right at the dispensation. He says, hey, you shall be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. He wants everybody to be saved. He's your creator. He's your dad. He wants everybody to know, but only those. Hey, man, I'm going to get to some scriptures. And God has entrusted that gift to us to be partakers in the life saving of mankind. He saved man to reach man. An angel will never tell a person how to be saved. Again, going back to Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. Cornelius, his alms went up to God, what he did. God says, dude, you're awesome. You're awesome, but you need to be saved. And he sent an angel, says, go find Peter, the man that he's given the keys. Hey, hallelujah. And Jesus was the door. Hey, man, we have to realize these things. Hallelujah. Who's going to come to you? Hey, man. When a person repents, it's a miracle. Went over this before. Again, heaven rejoiced the angels in Luke chapter 15 and 10. When one sinner just goes to the altar and repent. It's an awesome privilege and it's necessary for salvation for a person to be baptized in Jesus' name. Why? Because that's how they did it in the Bible. Jesus says, go ye therefore in all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But if you go to the Scriptures, it will give you the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Matthew, in the beginning, He told Mary, and you shall bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus. So we know the Son was named Jesus. If you go to Hebrews, hey man, the Bible says that Jesus inherited His name, a more excellent name. I inherited my name, so guess what my Father's name is? Fonzel Marsh, that's why I'm a junior. So in John chapter 16, I believe, the Lord says, hey, when the Comforter comes, I will send Him in my name. Amen. So all these are the name of Jesus. So that's why when you go to the book of Acts, that they only baptize in the name of Jesus Christ or in the Lord. Amen. Not the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. These are only titles. Amen. Those that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hey, man. The Trinitarian doctrine wasn't even known of by a Jew. The Jews only know one God, so how is there a Trinity? The Trinity doctrine didn't come up till 500 years after the last apostle. If you go back and read history, it's the Catholic Church that made that stuff up. Amen. But if you go back and read the Encyclopedia Britannica, there's an edition under the Catholic Church doctrine, you will realize that they changed the name. They used to baptize in Jesus' name in the beginning, but then they changed it to the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But do you know him? Do you know him? This all goes back. If you want to know God, you got to get into the book and find out about him. You can't just rely on me. When I was teaching at the Israel Center yesterday, I asked them, do you believe I'm a man of God? Do you believe that I'm preaching or that I teach truth? They say, yeah. Do you believe I got the Holy Ghost? They say, yeah. I said, don't believe a word that I say. I don't want you to believe anything I say. You need to go back everything that I teach or preach, you go back to the Word of God. And if you got the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that the Spirit beareth witness. God only knows himself. God will tell you, the Holy Ghost will tell you, hey, you don't got the Holy Ghost. That person don't have the Holy Ghost. Because you can't lie to God. That's why you have to have the Holy Ghost. It's so important. Hey, man, people can look and dress and all these things, but you can't lie to God. Amen.
Can I interrupt you, man?
Sure. How did he get in heaven? In the beginning? Remember, he was the chief angel. He was the angel that had all the instruments built into his body. He was the one that had these stones that when the glory of God came, it reflected in the heaven. He was the chief angel. He was the most beautiful angel, but pride. Amen. And that's when he went down. He says, I want to be like God. God's like, it's only one room for God. And when you read the scriptures in Isaiah, he says, in the New Testament, behold, I've seen Satan fall as lightning. That's why God hates pride and arrogance and disobedience and rebellion, because it brings them back to the beginning when Satan rebelled and took a third of the angels with him. Amen. That's why sowing discord in the church and all these things. God hates. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So if you don't believe that baptism is necessary for salvation, guess what? The scripture said itself, you shall be damned. Yeah, some people don't believe that baptism is necessary for salvation. But do you know him? If you know him, you're going to learn the scripture. The Holy Ghost is going to tell you why. Because God doesn't want anybody to go to hell, so he's going to reveal truth. But if you just want to learn the Bible just because, so you can argue and say that you're a scholar, he's going to blind you. You're never going to know the truth. God wants people's hearts who are going to love him and serve him for who he is. God, your creator. If you never acknowledge, hey, I don't believe there's a creator. We were made from monkeys and in a cesspool and these things formed up in man. Like, dude, get a clue. Hey, man. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I think we all at least got a third, fourth, fifth grade education. If you read that, there's no exceptions. He says, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter. Who did that exclude? Nobody. He says, unless you're born of water and of the Spirit, you can't enter. But if you back up two verses, he says, at first, you can't even see. If you're not born again, he says, first, you can't even see. And that sin is like you won't even be able to see what you need to do to be saved. You ain't going to even get the revelation that you must be baptized in Jesus' name and get filled with the Holy Ghost. You ain't going to be able to see. But Jesus was specific, amen, about what he said. Neither is there salvation in any other. Who is this other? Jesus Christ. For there is no other name, Jesus, under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's part of baptism. We baptize in his name. Everything that we do in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? If you go back to Matthew 28:19-18, he says, all power was given unto me in heaven and earth. Amen. So if he was the third person or the second person of the Godhead, and he's the Son, and then he comes back and says, all power is given unto me, that means now he has more power than the Father. And we know that that can't be. Amen. So the scripture tells you within itself everything. Hallelujah. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other way to be saved except through the name of Jesus Christ. That's why he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except through me. He says he told Peter, I am the door to eternal life. And he gave Peter the key. So you got to believe the apostles' doctrine to be saved. Because why? He trained 12 men and says, hey, you go and teach the world how to be saved and what to do. And he told Peter, whatever you teach on earth, I'm going to honor in heaven. If you don't teach it, I'm not going to honor it. Amen. So there's people who don't believe in the apostles, what they taught. But when a person is born again of the Spirit, when God comes in and makes his abode inside mortal man, this is when man is reunited with his Creator in the supernatural or spiritual experience. And we know. We've experienced that. And there's nothing like it. I didn't always believe until somebody gave me a Bible study. In the time of my life, I needed God. I wanted God. They told me about this Holy Ghost that's all powerful, that's comforter, that's peace, that's joy. You get like, guess what? I need that right there. And I sought after God, and I got it, just like the Bible says. So you can't tell me nothing. Amen. You can't dispute a personal testimony. Amen. You got to show proof. And when you go to Corinthians, Paul tells you what speaking in tongues is for. He said, it's not for the believer, it's not for me. I know I'm speaking to him. It's for the unbeliever that's sitting next to you. When somebody gets the Holy Ghost, they can say, I heard this person speak in tongues. It's for them. It's for them. It's a personal sign when you got the Holy Ghost and God spoke through you. You know it wasn't you. You were the last person in this church to get the Holy Ghost. Was it your tongue? Hey, man, it was God. The Bible says that God give the utterance. Nobody, there's churches and denominations who try to teach speaking in tongues. You can emulate what I say, but my Holy Ghost would tell you, hey, that's not me. That's not God. That's not God. You can't count. See, the devil tried to counterfeit everything that God has. He want to be God. He wants a holy church. You can go back and read why witches have long hair. Because God, in his word for his people, he says, it's a woman glory to have uncut hair or long hair. It's given to her as a covering. Even she has power over the angels. Hey, man, all these things are in the Bible. But yet through life and through flesh and through all kinds of things, people want to choose and believe all kinds of stuff. But if you'll just submit to God, that's why the Bible says no man need to teach you if you have the Holy Ghost. If God is inside you, what man can teach you? Nothing. Only what God shows them. I only can teach you what God gives me to teach you. And I don't know none of this stuff if I didn't have a Holy Ghost. I'm sure I can read like a normal book and put something together. But it's not going to be effective spiritually. It's not going to cut to your soul when I preach. Amen. God is always speaking. Even the Spirit of truth. Even the Spirit of truth. So that lets you know that there is a spirit of error. Whom the world cannot receive. Why? Because the world don't believe in God. It won't trust God. It won't take God out of the schools, out of the courtrooms. It won't take the Ten Commandments off. So how is it going to receive truth? Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth within you and shall be in you. That's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of truth, whom the Father will send in his name. Amen. John 14:20. At that day, the day that you get filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, that you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Amen, there is no doubt about it. Once you get the Holy Ghost, you're like, dude, there is a God. Amen, hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's some thing that just comes with the Holy Ghost that no institution, no amount of money. Simon the sorcerer, he duped the people. When you read Acts, he duped the people with his hands, with magic and stuff. And people were paying him big money. But when he saw the disciples come and lay hands on folks and they got the Holy Ghost, he was like, dude, I want this power too. Hey, how much can I give you for them? Peter stood up and was like, dude, you can't buy this. You're going to put yourself in hell. And even Simon the sorcerer, when you read the Bible, repented and got baptized in Jesus' name. So if a sorcerer is working under the influence of an unholy ghost and witchcraft and stuff, I'm telling you, you come across witches and people who dabble in that stuff, their spirit knows that you have more power than them. They know. They know when a Holy Ghost-filled person come around. That's why you be walking around and you get snared and people growling at you, and it ain't because of who you are, it's because who's inside you. They know, hey, God is here. Why are you here to judge us before our time? Hey, let me get out of here. They go scurrying away because they don't want you to lay hands. They don't want you to speak the name. Why is so many people that's religious don't want people to go to Jesus' name? People. Because the devil know that name is power. It's Almighty God. They don't want you to be Jesus' name people because it's power. John 14 and 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, I want you to get this, if you love God, you will keep his words. And my Father will love you, and we will come unto him and come live inside you. If you say you love God, that means you, he says you will keep his commandments. Do you know him? A lot of people can't keep his commandments because they don't even know him. They don't know his commandments. They just know, hey, well, I don't steal, I don't kill, I don't cuss. So I must be following the word. But there's so much more to that. And if you have the Holy Ghost, it's going to show you and tell you. Only if you desire to know God. That's the awesome part. If you have any questions, you can say, God, I don't understand. Hey, Dad, I don't understand. He say, well, I'll help you out. He always will find a way for you to get the answers that you need in your heart. But sometimes he says, well, it's not for you to know right now. Maybe 3 years from now because you're just a baby. He'll just say, okay, and the time comes. Acts 1 and 8, but you shall receive power. When shall you receive power? Only after you get the Holy Ghost. And then the Bible says only after you get the Holy Ghost can you be a witness. How can you be a witness of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven, power and glory, if you don't have power and glory in you? Flesh cannot display or do anything spiritual. That's why the scripture says you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. Then you can be a witness. How can you do signs, wonders, and miracles using God's Spirit unless you have the Spirit? Unless God moves upon you to do something like he did in the Old Testament. But you can't operate under the anointing of the Holy Ghost if God hasn't given it to you. Unless you have it. Amen. Then you're going to be both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. I think Okinawa is way to the uttermost parts of the earth. When you can look back in those days. And it's still happening today. Dead people are still coming up out the grave. The sick is still being healed. It happens in our churches. Hey, man, I'm telling you, all kinds of stuff. You just need to get around and talk to these missionaries. Talk to Sister Sam. The pictures of the lady. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Lee Stone King, who will be in May, he was dead for 45 minutes. Hey, man. And now the favor and power that man has with God, there's nothing like it. He already had favor with God before, but when he died and God brought him back, I asked him, the last time I met him, my Holy Ghost was just so agitated. Something about that man, I was like, what is it like? I asked him, what is it like for you to have this power? Because I knew that God has given him so much authority more than he had before because he was dead. So Satan can't do nothing to him anymore. He was already dead. And God raised him up just like Jesus. So God has given him unlimited authority and power in the spirit world. You know, I did get to ask him then, but when I emailed him, what was it like? He was like, it's indescribable. And it was like, dude, I want that. My Holy Ghost was hungry. I was like, I want to be like that. I want to be like that. Go ahead.
Well, I went to his website to check out his stuff.
Yeah.
When he came back, you know, from the dead,
yeah.
He came back amplified.
Oh.
I mean, like, intense than what he was before.
Right.
He said he had favor before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? You think any devil can touch him? He's just like, go right to the gates of hell and kick the doors right open. Say, what you going to do, kill me? I already was dead. You have no authority or power over me. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. How many of them was in the upper room? 120 disciples, because God told them in Luke, hey, go ye and tarry in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father. Amen. Now they're waiting, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like of the fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they all were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. This is the promise. It's in the same Bible as everybody else. Amen. It wasn't only for them then. It's for us now. Amen. Why wouldn't you think that healing is for us now? Casting out devils. Ain't sin rampant in our world today? Don't you need power to walk through this world to live a holy and separated life? Amen. We need the same power that they got. There is no other experience a human being can and will ever experience like the transformation of being baptized with the Holy Ghost and God give the utterance by speaking in other tongues. There is nothing like it. But I'm sure if you talk to a Satanist or a witch, I'm telling you, they get dude with power too. They speak in an unholy tongue too. They do signs, wonders, and miracles too. I'm telling you, those people live all holy life. They just say, Satan, I'll serve you. And he says, hey, what do you want to be, a rock star? You want to be a basketball player? As long as you sell your soul to me. And see, he don't even sometimes say that, you know, hey, just sell me your soul. But when they give in to that stuff, they automatically does that. Because when he's done with them, guess what? He's going to come and say, give me your soul. Oh, but I didn't give you my soul. Yes, you did when you said you wanted to be a rock star. When you was using my powers. When you was using my stuff. When you were casting spells. Amen. He requires. He's a hard taskmaster. Amen. We can't be ignorant of Satan's devices, the Bible says, unless he get a hold of us. There are two things that won't happen. Man, this... Did you use my old slide? I thought I put something in there. That won't or will happen if the people don't know Jesus. One, they won't stand strong and do exploits. And two, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Amen. Amen. I think I have a different slide. Maybe not. Maybe it's still on the stick. That's why. Because I added some more stuff. Amen. Do you know him? John chapter 8, verses 24 is the number one controversy in Christendom, who Jesus is, who God is. This is the number one controversy. But the Bible says, Jesus says, if you don't believe that I am he, you're going to die in your sins. Who is this he? Who is this he? Anybody can believe that he was a prophet or a man because he was. But he said, if you don't believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Hey, brother, can you, there's another thing on here with the same name. Put it on there and transfer it. So who is this he? Because the new slides are bringing scriptures. Isaiah 9 and 6, way in the Old Testament, he revealed who he was ahead of time. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called, what? Wonderful Counselor. Can a baby be called the Mighty God? Who can be called the Mighty God? Only God himself. But God is saying that I'm going to give you a son, and he's going to be called it. Who can be called the Everlasting Father? Only God. So to let you know already ahead of time that Jesus Christ, this little baby boy, is going to be called the Everlasting Father. Who? In the beginning of Matthew, he says, which interpreted Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. If you go to John chapter 1, verses 4, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14, it says, the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. How can this Word be made flesh? If this word, the Bible says, well, the word is God. But this word all of a sudden is going to be made flesh. And it's going to dwell among you. He's going to sit next to you. He's going to talk to you. He's going to eat with you. Only Jesus. Amen. Hey, thank you, brother. There's the scriptures. He says in John 10 and 30, I and my Father are one. They wanted to pick up stones to kill him. John 14 and 9, after Philip asked him, okay, Jesus, you've been talking about this stuff. Now show us the Father. Show us God. Then Jesus turned around and says, dude, how long am I going to be with you and you're going to ask me to show you the Father? Dude, when you seen me, you seen the Father. Hey, man, hallelujah. You know, Jesus was amazed. I lived with you and ate with you for 3 years. You see the things that I can do, all the things. Hey, man, and you're going to ask me to show you God. Well, you been sleeping while you're in class or what? I tell you, you need to take some Monster's drinks when you come to church, man, so you don't miss something. Brother Sam. Yeah, I'm sure you probably got agitated. Like, I can understand those people, but you ate with me every day, Brother Kefir. Amen. If it's going to take, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Just like when we were talking about the guy in the book. He's talking about the Holy Ghost, how powerful it is. And the Holy Ghost should purge you of things that's not of God. So how, if God is in you, he's not going to reveal himself to you? It doesn't make sense. Can you imagine, again, being married to a woman 20 or 30 years and you wake up one day and be like, dude, who are you? What's your name? It don't make sense. It don't make sense. But it takes revelation and understanding by the Holy Ghost, because it's God's word. He wrote the book. So he's the only one that can give you understanding. I can teach all this stuff, but it still takes the Holy Ghost to give you the understanding, the things that I teach. Because I got to get revelation. But unless God says, write this stuff, but I won't tell you what it means, ask Daniel. He told him that. Hey, you just write the stuff and shut up the book. It's not for you to know. It's for people way down ahead. So do you know him? Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Okay? That's where. All right. John 14 and 17. Even the spirit of truth. Okay, we did that. This is where I modified. In John 14 and 22 to 24, Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? How are you going to show, reveal yourself to us, but not to the world? Jesus says unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, we will come and make our abode. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So Jesus said, the only thing that I can tell you is what I've received from God. So as a man of God, the only thing that I can teach to you and preach to you is what the Holy Ghost tells me to say. That's the only thing. Because for one, again, as man of God, I know that I'm responsible for your soul. That God is going to ask me, hey, the people that you've been preaching to and teach to, why you been teaching that false stuff? You ain't going to be saved. See, that's why I got to go to God. Because my own life is at stake. But the Amplified Version says it this way. Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself or make yourself real to us and not to them? Jesus answered, if a person really loves me, he will keep my words or obey my teaching. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home or abode or special dwelling place with him. Anyone who does not really love me, you catch the Amplified, does not really love me, does not observe and obey my teaching. And the teaching which you hear and heed is not mine, but comes from the Father who sent me. So, I can tell you right now, you don't have to believe anything I say. But if it's of truth, and if I come from God and he tells me to tell you this, and you don't believe it, guess what? You ain't going to make it. And you're going to show up in judgment and say, okay, or one another time and say, okay, Lord, I desire truth. He's like, remember when you were Okinawa? That guy who was up there that you rejected? I sent them to you. That's why you have to know. That's why you got to have the Holy Ghost to discern. That's why he gave the gift of discernment. All these things, the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. The second biggest issue or biggest deceit, lies, or controversy in Christendom is 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 5. But if our gospel, this is Paul talking, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For those people who you open the Bible up to and say, read this, and they still choose not to believe, it's because the God of this world has blinded them. The devil says, I ain't going to let you learn the truth. I don't want you to be saved. So I'm taking many people. If I can just change the scripture, get you to believe something else, hey, man. But Paul goes on to say, well, this 2 Thessalonians, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God, if you don't believe truth, if you don't love truth, God says, I'm going to send you a strong delusion that you will believe a lie. If you don't come to the knowledge and come to a point where you say, God, I love truth. I love everything in this word, even though I may not understand it, because it's you. I love it. I love it. And if you don't get to that point, he says, I'm going to send you a strong delusion. You're going to believe that even a devil can be saved. Mm-hmm. Carlton Pearson, go read up on him. How he changed over. Now all of a sudden he believed in this. I forgot what it's called. But he even believed that the devil had a chance to be saved. And people followed him. He says, I'm going to send you a... So if God sends you a delusion, guess what? You will never know truth. You're just going to be blinded. God is going to do it. He says, since you don't want to know it, you'll never know it. You're going to be lost for eternity. That's a dangerous place. That's why you have to submit to God. Don't believe me. Don't. You know, a lot of people are going to come, hey, man, come to our church. Come to our church. This is what we believe, dude. Who to believe? God. This is your word, Lord. These people coming to me. I don't know who to believe. It sounds good. He said, don't be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine. Some people are going to be running church to church, preacher to preacher, because they got itchy ears. Oh, I don't want to go to that preacher preaching hard, hellfire, and brimstone. I want to go to preaching love and prosperity. That's where I want to go. Dude, itchy ears. You need to know the truth. You got to desire truth. Bible says, you know, the Lord loved them who he chastised. If you get chastised by God, he loves you. He wants you to be right, just like a natural parent. Son, this is going to hurt me more than it hurt you. Oh, yeah, Dad, right. But they don't understand. You're doing it for their good. Amen. In a court of law, standing before a judge, what is recited before a person takes the stand? What's recited before a person takes the stand? You ever been there? What they say? And say what?
I swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth.
The whole truth?
The whole truth.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. So guess what? When it comes to salvation, you got to believe the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Because even in the world, it tells you, if you're not telling the truth to the judge, get it, the judge, he can send you away. Because you didn't tell it. Oh, I found that you were lying. Book them. 6 months, 5 years, whatever. So guess what? When it comes to salvation, so if a person don't believe the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help them God. Where did my thing go? When it comes to God and salvation, believing part or half or three quarters of the truth is not good enough. If you're not going to believe it all, you might as well believe none of it. John 16 and 13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into what? All truth. The Holy Ghost will guide you to all truth because that's all it knows. It's not going to stop you short. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. The Spirit of truth, that's the Holy Ghost. That's why God says, I have to give you the Holy Ghost. I got to send you the Comforter. I got to endue you with power from on high. When the Spirit of truth comes. So there is a spirit of error that comes too. If people don't want to believe it or whatever. That's why we're at the whim of those who teach us. That's why you as an individual, you got to have a relationship with God so nobody can come and fool you. That's why you got to have the Holy Ghost, God inside you. Because nobody can fool God. Is my demonstration. This is the line of truth or the Bible. Okay, this is truth. Amen. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Hey, that didn't come out right. Missed that. All right, let's say Christendom or the church is right there in the middle of the line of truth. Everybody in Christianity, whatever church you go to, they'll open up the Bible, read a scripture, and preach from it, right? So everybody has truth to a degree. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. So all truth is from the beginning to the end. It's all in there. But what about Brother Smith? You're on the line of truth. What if you say, you know what? I just want to stop here. Let me say all the churches, no matter what they believe, are right here. Are they in truth? Oh, yeah, we preach the word. Yes, you do. We preach in truth. Yes, you are. But are you preaching all truth? Are you going to stop somewhere along the line? You got to allow the Holy Ghost to lead you and guide you to all truth. Because the devil believes that there is one God. Okay, they know truth too. But they can't be saved. You believe that for God so loved the world that He gave His only... Yes, it's in the Word of God. But that's where you got to have the Holy Ghost to say it's much more than that. Why do they stop somewhere along the line? Why don't, if we all believe in this Bible, how come we don't all believe the same? How come we don't all teach the same? There's somebody's lying. Somebody that only their revelation and understanding stops right here in the middle. I don't know why. Why? I don't know why. Is it a mix of their own flesh? Well, if their church, their denomination is paying them big money. Money fools a lot of people. Money takes over a lot of people. And they're like, hey, I'm getting paid, dude. But the Bible says don't be preaching and stuff for filthy lucre's sake. Somewhere, the line of truth. The Bible says. That's why I quote so many scriptures. You got to go back and search for yourself. If this spirit of truth will lead you and guide you, what if somebody leading you and you say, I don't want to go no more? You stop. You're stopped in truth, but you might stop short of the part where it takes you to salvation. God says in His Word, if you love me, you shall keep my words. This is His Word. Paul says in the Galatians, when he came back to the Galatian church after he established him, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel in Christ. Why? I don't know. Because they want to get paid. Maybe they want to be called a deacon or a pastor or something. But Paul says in verse 8, you need to listen, read all this stuff and take heed. Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Then Paul says, as we said before, you need to get this. Any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. So somebody tell you don't need to speak in tongues like they did in the Bible, let him be accursed. That's what Paul said. That's what we taught. We received this from Christ. Remember Paul? He was Saul, persecuting the Christian church who believed in Jesus Christ. He was right. He was in the middle, right in the truth. Because he was a Pharisee and a Sadducee who sat under the feet of Gamaliel, who was the smartest. He was doing right. But until revelation and understanding came and says, guess what, Paul? There's more. You in truth, but there's not all truth. I need to show you. Who are you, Lord? Who knocked me off this horse? I'm Jesus. Whoa. He was like, dude, I thought I knew God. Do you know him? Paul knew God Almighty, Jehovah, his forefathers, the children of Israel. You couldn't tell him nothing about the law of Moses because he knew it back and forth. But when revelation and understanding came, he could have said, hey, I'm getting paid big money, but if I go over here, they're going to denounce me, and I might be in this little church in Okinawa not getting paid and have to, go from hope I get some more saints in the church to pay tithes. But, he says, dude, I got to follow truth. He stepped out. And his own people that he ran with, that he sat with, they wanted to kill him now. Dude, you know me. I used to run with you. We went to school together. You know how I am, zealous for Almighty God. But now, hey, I came into a greater revelation. Dude, you're crazy. You're those Jesus name people. By what name are you casting out these devils? By what name does this man name hold? Oh, it's by the Lord Jesus Christ. They beat him. We forbid you to teach and preach in any other name. Sorry, we can't do that. Remember, we were Jews like you who only believe in one God. Who our forefathers in the wilderness, the tabernacle, came out of Egypt. But something greater came. And that's where we're at in the world today. People refuse. But God says, if you don't believe the truth, if you don't have a love for the truth, I'm going to send you a strong delusion where you're going to believe anything. If you don't believe that I'm here, you're going to die in your sins. I'm going to stop right here because I have something else to talk about. Brother, there's another slide on there that talks about straight talk to men. Amen. Any questions about do you know him? This is good stuff. But you got to know God. He wants you to know him. He don't want you to be deceived. He don't want you to be deceived. He wants you to know his word. When he was teaching the disciples, he says, I'm teaching them in parables. But he always went back and told his disciples, this is what it means. It's unto you to know the mystery. Because those people, they just follow me for the bread. They just follow me to make money, to use my stuff. They don't really follow me because they love me and they want to be saved. He says, so that's why I teach those folks in parables. If they want to know, they'll come to me and they'll ask and I will show them. Hallelujah. Sir. Good question, brother. I still do that. It's the more and more time you spend with God, the more and more time in prayer, the more and more time you're reading the Word, you'll form this relationship where you kind of know. The devil ain't going to tell you anything that's going to benefit you for salvation, anything like that. He's going to tell you, well, don't believe that, don't believe that, don't believe that. God will show you. And when you are confused or you just don't know, you just submit. Say, God.